I have come in the last few days after quite a time of rather heated testing to knowing exactly what God has called me to be, who I am, what my identity is in real terms. And this has caused me to become extremely happy with who I am and what I do. When we know exactly what God has called us for, we can happily go forward with the peace that He has given us. I spoke before about being conformed to somebody else's image, and this has all arisen because I was being conformed to an image that I just didn't fit. And that was really fine, because though it was a difficult time to go through, what has happened is that I now know exactly what I'm meant to be and the reason why I couldn't fit the particular hole in the pegboard that someone was trying to shove me into. It's a place of great peace, because now I know exactly what my identity is, I can move confidently in that sphere of influence. So why am I saying this to you today? Because until you know exactly what God's call on your life is, you can't move with confidence in that sphere of authority. I'm not likely to be pushing outside of it because I have no need, but I will use it to the max now that I know what I am. So given that you do want to be in the service of the King of Kings, wouldn't it be a good idea if you just ask Him exactly what your peace is this day? Because we've all got a piece. We all have one singular piece of the jigsaw puzzle that makes up the kingdom of God. We're not all going to be stamped out from the same gingerbread man mould. God is creative and creator, and He doesn't reproduce carbon copies or photocopies, which has been a great problem in the church up until now. We've carbon copied each other until the print gets so faint we can't see what the original one looked like, but that's another issue. This is a personal issue of you discovering in God exactly what the call on your life is, given that you have given Him your life for His service. I always love the NIV, you know, in Ezekiel. He calls Ezekiel or Jeremiah, he calls the Lord Sovereign Lord all the time. It's probably Jeremiah. Sovereign Lord, Sovereign Lord. And I've always loved that description of the Lord, Sovereign Lord, Majesty. Is He Majesty to you? Are you on His Majesty's service? Have you ever thought about it? Are you in the service of the King? I mean, this whole thing about identity revolves around who you're serving, doesn't it? Are you serving yourself? Are you serving the enemy? Are you serving someone else, in which case you're serving the enemy? Or are you serving God? It's a brilliant thing, you know, to find out just precisely what you've been called to do, and then be led of Him to do it. Worth thinking about, I think, don't you?